Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos. And of course, anybody who's not living under a rock knows it's the Christina Loos Show, with all what's going on around the town, whether it's just some trivia that somebody's heard about, or, and not a lot, a lot of it's very significant stuff. And actually, as I said earlier, in the next segment, Laura Curran's coming on, but I just want Christina to review what's going on next weekend again, because we don't have a show next Friday. And it's either Friday night or Saturday night's the Memorial Day extravaganza.
Yes, Saturday.
Saturday.
Yes. So that is the Memorial Day fireworks and extravaganza. It's going to be Saturday, May 29th at 9 p.m. over at North Hempstead Beach Park. Once again, the gates open at 5:30, but the fireworks start at 9. But we're encouraging people to get there early to kind of set up your spot, because it is limited, the space.
You know, it just seems, and you know, people don't pay attention. You know, most people on the show know my partner, Peter, and he plays Wednesday night was his first night softball game. They start at 6 o'clock. Now he joined the club like 2 months ago, and I said, who the hell's playing? You know, it's light now until after 8 o'clock. All of a sudden, you don't pay attention in life and things happen. And so it's the truth. 9 o'clock makes sense because it's light at 8:30, 8:15.
You know, the flip side of that is at 5:30 in the morning, it's very bright.
Right, right.
It's difficult to sleep. I find I'm waking up early because even with dark shades or whatever,
right,
you wake up for whatever reason because
it's
light out.
The way
out.
The world, it's birds out there laying eggs, you know, the sun gets brighter in different seasons.
I keep listening and I don't hear them.
Well, there, sir, I'm surprised you don't hear them because I hear them very loud because I have the window open and coming from my backyard. But in the previous segment, I just quickly looked during the break because I was curious, you know, John had mentioned about the ages, and I just randomly looked at from April 16th. And on April 16th, there was a 62-year-old, a 65-year-old, a 70, a 68, a 65-year-old, a 66-year-old, a 64-year-old, a 61-year-old signed up. And then, you know, just flash to on April 26th, there was a 90-year-old, you know. So it's really, it's interesting because
they're all over, but there's a good group, young people.
A huge chunk of 60-year-old, you know, 60-plus, you know, the 60 ranger, I should say. And then 70, but so it's interesting because I just randomly looked at that date, and there was certainly in the month of April, there seemed to be a lot of 60-year-olds signing up, which is interesting, you know. And what I also think has become a case, you know, and I've been with PI now for a long time and just seeing like the shift and, you know, a lot of people, their parents are in their 90s and, you know, the child's in their 60s. So this program is beneficial for both of them. And it's actually nice because on a bunch of our groups, virtual groups, there's actually a lot of parent and child, you know, in their little box together talking about the services. And I think that that's really interesting because, you know, if you're a 60-year-old and you need caregiver help for your 90-year-old parent, you know, you're technically still a member. So you're able to kind of have those conversations with our social workers and nurses, which I think is certainly special. So it's never, listen, as long as you're 60, it's, you know, it's sign up.
You know what? It's amazing. You go back in X number of years and, you know, if you got into your 70s, you were lucky, not lucky, but you know,
right.
Yeah. You have somebody who's 95
having
questions about their children.
You know, yeah.
I'm having trouble. He's staying out late at night and he's
right. Yes.
But you know, it's what's, you know, interesting also, you know, and I have to give a shout out to the town because there always are, based upon the need that comes out, you know, on top of PI, this disability committee formed. And, you know, there was a, and within Project Independence, we actually saw there was a lot of seniors who might have a child that has some kind of developmental disability. And the fact that, you know, they're nervous, you know, and they want to have things set up for them because they're getting older, you know, so, you know, the town is trying to partner with all these different organizations and get information on that. And it's just, I think it's great. You know, North Hempstead certainly just trying to make life easier for the residents.
Christina, for that group, is there an advisory committee that meets on a regular basis?
You know, I know with COVID things got a little weird. I think a lot of it now is just, they might not be meeting as much as information is being shared, you know, with the people that are running it. So I don't exactly know how that, is working, but there is certainly information still being shared and developed because the Administration for Community Living, that we've had on the show, and she's going to be on the show in a couple of weeks, I think too, you know, does some stuff also in that realm. So I know that they asked me for the contact information. So it's, you know, cause they, and I was great because they said, you know, we heard it on the radio show and we think, you know, it might be a great fit. So another reason that the radio show is just making a difference out there. So it's exciting stuff. I also just want to remind people that, if you are homebound and you are in need of a vaccine, to call 516-227-9590. Monday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 4:45 p.m. So I just want to share that number in case you know someone or you are in need of that. This weekend is supposed to be beautiful, the weather, which I'm very excited about. And just to tell people that today is National Memo Day, is the holiday for that, which is great for me because I feel like if anyone saw my desk, it's covered in post-it notes and memos. So clearly today is my day, guys. And then Otto and John, I know you are dying to celebrate this tomorrow, is Sherlock Holmes Day. Not sure what you do on that day, but you know what? Maybe you want to have a marathon or, you know, read a Sherlock Holmes book, watch a movie, who knows, play, you know, do a little detective work at a game. But that is tomorrow. And then,
I know I've fallen asleep. What about you?
And Sunday is Lucky Penny Day. So that is what the weekend is.
Oh, really? And,
yeah, so there you go. So if you find a lucky penny, I think you should certainly pick it up.
Now, how long do you think the penny is going to stay in existence?
That's another burning question. I don't know.
It costs the government a couple pennies to make the penny. Mm-hmm. And when's the last time you put a penny in your pocket or your pocketbook?
You know, it's hard. I'm really big on exact change, though. So I do have quite a range of, when I actually have the dollars to go with the change to pay.
Well, do you use cash or do you use credit card all the time?
I'm mostly credit card.
Yeah,
so my husband too. Jay yells because Jay's the cash guy. Yeah. And he's always yelling at me saying that, you know, if there, God forbid, was an issue, I never have cash on me, which he's correct. but it's certainly, but when I do pay, you know, with cash, I love to have exact change because certainly change accumulates, but that's a good question, Otto. I don't know. I don't see a lot of people doing it, you know. And the fact is, I actually see penny. No one's running. Oh my God! If there's a quarter on the floor, I'm picking it up. Like, let's be clear. But
a quarter, but, fine. But a penny?
Yeah, a penny. You know, I've seen people throw out pennies. So
yeah,
it's a tough one. I don't know, Otto. We're gonna have to.
Well, I remember as a kid. I mean, this is really going way back. All right, if you walk down certain streets in Queens, particularly. There were grates in front of stores, like with air vent things. Mm-hmm. And you can look down there. And we used to get a stick with gum on the end of it and look, go up and down Jamaica Avenue and look in those things for coins. And we would see coins down there. And we put the stick down with the gum on the end and pick the coins up. And we would get our fair share of coins that way. But, you know, now... coins are all close to useless, really.
I mean, look, it's a crazy world. I mean, half the time I'm in a store and people aren't even using a credit card. They're using their iPhone, you know, that they have a credit card on, Apple Pay, you know, and they just tap it up, you know. So it's certainly quite the evolving world of things. But I don't know, Otto, we're just going to have to stay tuned to see what happens, you know. I know, and then, like, what happens to Lucky Penny Day on Sunday if there's no pennies, you know? I mean, who really knows? But... yeah. Those are the fun little things going on this weekend. And also you can do is on Sunday, May 23rd at 6 p.m. is one of North Hempstead's concerts by candlelight. That is going to be at North Hempstead Beach Park. It's MYXD Order. And they are a classic rock and dance band. So you are able to go over to that. I think it should be really, really nice. I love the idea of the concerts by candlelight. So as I said, that starts at 6 p.m. Cars will be admitted starting 1 hour prior to the show. That's for drive-in concerts. And you do not need to register, is not required. But for the concerts by the drive-in concerts, you need to remain in your car. And the concerts by candlelight, you're allowed to get out of your car, but you need to remain in your little, you know, area. So that's May 23rd. That's coming up. And Sunday, as I said, should be really, really nice.
Actually, I have a question in reference to Clark Botanical Gardens, and I don't know if you know the answer. Mm-hmm. There's no reason why you should. Is there a fee to get into Clark? Do you know?
No, not there. There's no fee. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I know people that go, you know, during lunch and just go for a walk.
Just to hang out. Okay. Somebody was talking about it the other day, and I said, I really have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, when there's certain events and stuff, I'm not sure how it works. But like on just your average day.
You can go there as a resident and just go and walk around. Okay.
Well, actually, just this past week, one of our daughters and her husband sent a family text, if you will, saying that they just had a wonderful walk at Clark and it was free. And they sent it out to everybody to let them know about it. They said they walked.
There you go.
You know, so.
So Otto can speak firsthand on that. And I just want to clarify, the concert, the May 23rd concert, that's a drive-in concert, but the May 27th concert is an Irish folk band, and that's at Clark Botanic Garden, and that is the concert by candlelight. The event is free. The town is encouraging people, though, to bring non-perishable canned foods, just part of North Hempstead's donation drive. So I think that's nice. You can go enjoy yourself, you know, and throw a can in the donation box, and it goes a long way. So
that, I think, is very significant.
And it made a huge difference. You know, the town did that last year, too, with their different programs. And
I'm just amazed with the level of food insecurity that's going on in the town and in the county right now. It's just amazing. It really is. We're going to take a break. And I see Laura's here. So we're taking a break. And when we come back, we're going to have our county executive, Laura Curran, with us. Right now, you're listening to 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We're right back.